Good morning. Good morning on this gorgeous day in Central Florida, which we are thoroughly blessed. Today is Trinity Sunday. Trinity Sunday was popularized centuries ago. The Feast of the Trinity became so important that up until recently, Anglicans numbered the long summer days as the Sundays after Trinity. But we don't do that anymore. Now, when we are determining where we are in our liturgical calendar during ordinary times, it's called the Sunday after Pentecost, a reminder that we are all blessed with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is beside us and guide us in all that we do. Sometimes you hear the Sundays after Pentecost referred to as the ordinary times. But scripture lessons are anything but ordinary. In fact, the summer scriptures are some of the best scriptures to read and to preach about. During the season after Pentecost, we focus on the life of the church as it grows in the midst of the world. We focus on the mission and ministry of the church, and also our individual ministries as well, as we go beyond these walls out into the community as representatives of the kingdom of God and as his disciples. Because when we leave this place, we are entering the mission field. The season after Pentecost is for the church a time to live out its vocation, a time to live out its calling in the world, recalling that every Sunday is a celebration. Every Sunday is a joyous occasion because we are worshiping our resurrected Lord. Last Sunday, on the day of Pentecost, we focused on the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. We were blessed to have the Reverend Dr. Canon Chuck Robertson to be with us on Pentecost Sunday and hear his most wonderful sermon about the wonderful things that he is doing in and to the church. And he certainly is very comfortable in that role. This theme continues today in our gospel reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Go therefore. In other words, don't sit around and watch TV. Don't sit around on your computer or your cell phone, but go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In fact, today we have a great gathering of food like we do on the first Sunday of every month. And that is a sign of us going forth from St. George, helping others who are in need in our community, those who are being witnesses for Christ. We are being generous to people around us. We are going, therefore, and making disciples and baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And I am very appreciative of the brotherhood taking the food to where it needs to be. Jesus was speaking to his disciples in this gospel, and he was speaking to his close friends just before his final meal, arrest, and crucifixion. In addition to his promises that we would be raised to new life, he wanted his followers to know that God would never abandon them. That no matter how hard the challenge, no matter how hard life may be, that God would not abandon them, and that the Holy Spirit would be their companion and guide forever. He was reassuring them that though they were about to face seemingly insurmountable challenges, God would be with them. Imagine, if you will, a different way of approaching the challenges of life. Imagine listening to God first. Wait a minute, you mean I can't react first? I can't lash out first? I can't be emotional first? Imagine when you're dealing with the challenges of life, listening to God first, asking God, what should I do? Rather than informing God on how we like things to work out. Imagine that we come to see that there is a deeper meaning to our reality. Maybe it's about being more patient. Maybe it's about being more compassionate. Maybe it's about digging deep into our hearts and souls to be a witness for Christ. Just as God, Son, and Holy Spirit is unified and co-eternal, we are unified with all three as well. We are unified in our word and deed and actions and our interactions with one another. In Jesus Christ, we see everything there is about God. It's about love. It's about hope. It's about forgiveness. It's about a better tomorrow. It's about reconciliation. We see a person who entered the world in the humblest and most ordinary of ways, in a manger, cattle around, animals around. It was stinky. It was smelly. There was nothing but straw there. But he entered the world not as some terrific person to be celebrated and for the world to glorify all at that moment, but he entered the world humble, looking for you and me. We see a person who loved everyone, who challenged everyone to be transformed. Jesus never said to someone he met, "You're perfect just as you are." But rather, he invited every person to be transformed by God's power of love and the Holy Spirit. Using prayer book language, Jesus invited everyone to grow into the full stature of Christ. And the Holy Spirit, God has promised to be with us always, to guide us into all truth. The Holy Spirit's guidance and love is inseparable from the love of God, Father, and from the love of God, the Son. The Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus. And Jesus and the Father are one. They are unified. And that's what God calls the world to be, and the church to be, and all of us to be, is to be unified under our Lord and Savior. There is mutual glorification at work. Each person of the Holy Trinity reveals something about the other person of the Trinity. And that is what we can draw into our hearts and love. The Trinity represents how God's very being is about relationship building, love, and unity. Unity among people is a reflection of the unity of God. The Holy Trinity is itself a manifestation of God's abiding promise to be with us at every turn through every struggle. This is good news. So often our temptation is to tear apart the fabric of society, tear each other down, put others down. But we see in the Holy Trinity a God who unites and glorifies. So often our impulse is to separate ourselves. I don't like that person. I don't like that situation. Just get them out of my way. So often we want to separate ourselves from that which challenges us. And often situations and people and just life challenges us to be. But we see in the Holy Trinity a God who is eternally steadfast. And it takes a lot to be steadfast and constant in this world. So often we limit our reality or our possibilities to that which fits in our own finite understanding of life. By the Holy Trinity, we see a God who promises to lead us into all truth, to lead us into new ways, to light up the path that we seem is dark, to lead us down that wonderful path, not alone, but with God and grace by our side. We are called into a deeper mystery, a deeper relationship with our Lord and one another. Jesus calls to seek out unity in and through Him. When we direct our inner attention, not first of all at each other or ourselves, but to God, whom we belong and gave us the breath that we have and the life that we have, then we will discover that God will also belong to us and each other. So my prayer for you on this Trinity Sunday, be united with the Lord. Be united with each other. Be united with whatever God has set for you. Allow yourself to be opened up to transformation and new beginnings and new understanding so your relationship with the Lord will be strong and steadfast. Amen.